Welcome to the Fabulous Over 50 podcast. Today, we are so lucky because my friend Aliquity stopped by to talk to us about being ourselves, doing what we want, and just being firm in who we are, no matter what anybody else might tell you. She is an amazing, amazing person. She has the Travel Gluten-Free podcast. She is an incredible friend of mine, and she sent me some really cool, very blingy and glittery nail polish for my birthday because she pays attention. Don't you love people like that, that just pay attention to what you really like? And anyway, also I love presents, getting them and giving them, so that was really sweet. But here she is, and now you get to hear from her too, my friend Aliquity. Okay, Aliquity, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Hey, Jen, I'm really excited to be here, and I'm excited for your podcast episode to come out on Travel Gluten Free this like next couple weeks. So,
yeah, it's going to be awesome, and I love it. And we met because we both have podcasts, and I'm gluten free, and your podcast, Travel Gluten Free, is absolutely phenomenal. Oh my goodness! If you're listening and can't eat gluten, or someone can't, whether you're traveling across town or to another country, you've got to listen to her podcast and the book. You've got a book.
The Guide to Traveling Gluten-Free, yes, which has all of the, so my podcast has some interviews for people who own products, and then also some informational solos, but then my book covers all of the basics in one spot. So like how to cruise gluten-free, how to camp, how to road trip, how to pack, like all of the stuff, like what has gluten in it, what doesn't have gluten in it, where gluten hides. And then in the back, I have an index of some popular American cities with restaurants that are gluten-free friendly.
That is so awesome. That is, I love it. And so we kind of bonded over that. And then now that we've started Fabulous Over 50, we've been talking about how we can do what we want, which is something that we've both talked about before. And I think, Aliquity, you've always been a do what you want kind of person. I used to be, and then I kind of started not being that way for a while. And I'm just kind of, I'm over that now. I'm going to be who I want to be and do what I want to do. And I love it. And there's a phrase that I have not brought up here, and you said we should talk about it. So yeah, why don't you lead with that?
No pun intended.
You're right. You should do that.
Yes. I heard somebody say, like, I can't remember who it was. And they said, people should stop shitting all over me, which is a great phrase because I like the word should, right? When you think about it. So like you can tell people, have you considered or have you thought about? But when you tell people you should, that means for me and for, I guess, anyone else listening to it, that means that you are taking what you believe and what's right for you and telling other people what they need to do based on what you think. Now, okay, there are some exceptions, like if somebody is a drug addict and you say you should get off of drugs. Now, of course, that makes sense, right? But if you're just talking about things that aren't like life or death or health threatening or anything like that, then yes, then should is not a word that should be used frequently.
We got to stop shooting on each other.
Yes, we need to stop shitting on each other.
I love it. And, you know, and that has a lot to do with being over 50, right? Because people have assumptions as to what we should wear and what we should look like. And oh my goodness, I had someone tell me that when you turn 40, you have to cut your hair short. You have to. You can't have your hair long. And from then on. And I'm like, what is that? You know, we both have longer hair. You know, I don't think that's a thing. I love it when women have that thick, long gray hair. I just think it's so beautiful, you know, and I get cutting it if it's really thin or whatever, and you need to, you know, or if you like it short, there's nothing wrong with that. But I just don't think we have to be told we should.
No. And it's funny because this is actually, so for the people who are listening to audio, my hair is like down to like the top of my girls basically. And so, but this is actually short. I had my hairdresser cut 3 inches off of it for me. So yeah, I mean, the thing is like, if whatever age you are, right, you can wear whatever you want. Like, don't like, I feel like I'm not going to let society dictate to me like what I can and can't wear. Now, there's certain things I don't want to wear because I feel like it looks too young to me or it looks like I'm a teenager. And that's for me. Like, I'm not telling someone else what to wear. And if I see another woman wearing it, like, Would I wear it? No, but like, I can't tell her that's not right for her. I mean, maybe that's the look she likes and that's fine. Like, but I'm just not going to wear it because it's not for me. But at the same token, I'm not also going to tell somebody else they should dress a certain way, especially because you're a certain age. Like, because it's ridiculous to say like, oh, when you hit a certain age, you need to dress like this or look like this or not wear this and that, because it's like, why? Because society tells you that. Like, society used to tell women hundreds of years ago that they had to get married to a certain person that their family told them to. And even if they didn't want to get married, they had to go to court and appeal that to not get married. And that's ridiculous, right? Like, this is what society told women they should do. I mean, you can apply that to any age, right? Like, when women were told what they should do in a lot of different ages, including today. And I feel like that should just be taken off the table altogether. Because, I mean, if you think about it, right? Like, look at guys. Like, there's a lot of older men who are, quote unquote, viewed as sexy. But then what? When women get older, we can't be sexy? I think that's ridiculous. Like, Paula Pereskova, who is arguably the most beautiful woman on earth, who is married to, not arguably, the most unattractive male. she did this picture on Instagram where she was naked and she covered her, like, her girls and her BV parts. And she's like, why is it that older women can't be beautiful and sexy? Like, older women can be beautiful and sexy. Like, there's nothing wrong with older women being beautiful and sexy. Society just needs to accept that, you know, once you get past 30 and you're female, hey, guess what? You can still have sex appeal. You can still have your mojo. You can still dress sexy and look hot and be attractive to multiple ranges of ages of guys. Like, it doesn't have to be only guys in your age range, right? Like, it's so silly to have this very closed-minded view of what you quote unquote should look like and what you shouldn't look like after you hit 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or whatever. I mean, when I hit 80, I'll still be wearing my bikini on the beach.
There you go.
And we got a podcast for that.
That's so, and you know,
erotic over 80.
Oh, that's so funny. I haven't heard of that. Wow.
Yeah, but, we were texting back and forth one day. But anyway, yeah, it was funny.
Yeah. Yes, we were. Oh, yeah. So we are going to start that when we turn 80. That's what it is. I thought it was out there. I'm like, wait a minute, I forgot. See, so memory, sometimes it happens. The flip side of that, though, is that there are certain women well over 50. And I'm thinking here, Jane Fonda, you know, women like that, that have had so much surgery. And, you know, if plastic surgery is your jam, I'm not going to tell you shouldn't get it either. Like, that's your thing, right? You can do that if you want. I mean, I'm tempted. I'm not going to lie. This thing with my neck and my mouth looking sad. Like, I'd really love to do that. But at the same time, I think it's really sad in the media. So the oldest person ever to be on a swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated was Martha Stewart. It just came out. But she was so surgically and airbrush altered. She looked like she was 25. And I think that is very sad, because someone who's married to an 80-year-old woman, like she is, she's 80-something, is then going to look at his wife and think, well, what's wrong with you? Right? You don't look at all like that. Because let's be real. I mean, once you hit 80, you know, I used to bathe my ex-mother-in-law, you know, in her 70s. I know what that body looks like, and it's not what was on that cover. And I think we really need to normalize bodies in America. You know, I know, like, in Japan, and my daughter lives in Germany, they do the same thing where they have these bath houses and spas and whatever, where you go naked. And I think it's such a more healthy thing, because families grow up seeing older people look like natural older people, and they have very healthy body images there. But here, oh my goodness, if your skin isn't like perfectly smooth, you're done.
Well, yeah, and it's the whole societal expectation of like, oh, you should always look good no matter what age you're at. And that is because everybody has different factors, different variables. Like, we have all like autoimmune disease, so like that's going to affect how we look and what you can do too, right? Like, I was at the gym and I was going for my first gym orientation because we joined a new gym. And the girl who was training me, she was very nice. She was probably my daughter's age, like 20 something. And she was like, well, you need to eat 40 grams of protein per meal per day. And I looked at her, I said, honey, there's no way that's happening. I'm like, I need to eat a ton of fiber because I have celiac disease. I'm like, and if I don't eat a ton of fiber, like nothing is moving. Let me just put it that way. And she's like, oh, well, if you want to get the most gains out of your gym workout, I'm like, no, I'm not even there. I'm like, I just need to get to the gym. If I'm getting to the gym, that's my gains. But yeah, it's all like because when you have women who get a lot of work done and then people see them and they're like, oh, they're 75 and they look like they're 30. Yeah, because they've had a lot of work done, right? But that shouldn't be a societal expectation for everyone to look like that. So here's a really, really good example. I'll use myself. So I had two very large babies. They were 8, 12, and 9 pounds. And so I had a 4-inch separation in my stomach muscles. And everywhere I went, like I looked like I was 8 months pregnant, and it was not fat whatsoever. It was just because my muscles were just bent out of shape and I looked like I was pregnant. And people would ask me, when are you due? When are you due? And I got tired of it. And the last person that asked me that, I said 23 years ago. Because I'm like, I'm not pregnant. When I was pregnant, that was perfectly fine for people to ask me. And of course, I lived in Utah at the time. And so everybody had 4 kids. So everybody was pregnant all the time. And my older daughter was very nice. She's like, Mom, it's actually a compliment. Nobody thinks you're 50 if they're asking you if you're pregnant. And I'm like, okay, that's true. But I still don't want to look pregnant. So I got a tummy tuck because, I went to 5 different doctors to get opinions. And one of them wanted to do all this liposuction. He's like, you're not going to be happy unless you have all this done. I'm like, no, I don't want to look perfect. I just want to look proportional. I just don't want anyone to ever ask me again, when are you due? So I had the tummy tuck and got my core re-sewed back together. My surgeon actually said he didn't think he could do it because I had such a big separation, but he was able to do it because I was working out a lot. And so anyway, so is my stomach perfect? No, it's not, still not completely fat, but I look proportional and that's what I wanted, right? Like I didn't want to look like somebody else. I didn't want to look like that girl on the cover of magazine. I just wanted to look proportional for my body type because I didn't want people to keep asking me when I was due. And so for me, that was really great. Of course, it has side effects. Like there's a huge spot on my stomach I still can't feel because you have lots of nerve damage from when you have your whole entire body just peeled open basically. But there's lots of positives. Like my bladder issues went away. My back pain completely went away almost. I had sciatica, don't have that anymore. The other thing that my doctor didn't tell me because it was Utah, nobody ever talks about sex, is when you have a tummy tuck, it puts everything back in the right place, including your G-spot. And let me tell you, Jen, the sex, oh my God, it's like I'm 22 again having sex. It's amazing. So he didn't tell me about that. And my girlfriend who had it done didn't tell me about that either, but she wasn't in a relationship. So she wasn't having sex. But yeah, I mean, there's pros and cons to everything, right? You just have to be okay with the downside of whatever it is you're doing. Like if you want to get a facelift, but know that you're going to have like some issues with it. It's not going to feel the same when you're on the other side. And so my stomach doesn't feel the same, but I can wear normal clothes now. I don't have, like I donated all my clothes that were huge in the front because I had to cover my stomach. I don't have to do that anymore. And so that's really exciting for me. And that's a self-confidence boost for me. But I didn't want to look like somebody else. I didn't. So if you're going to do something, do it for you. Don't do it because you want to look like the girl on Instagram or you want to look like the girl in the magazine. Do it because it's something for you that you want to have done, and don't do it for your significant other. I know people who have done that and then their significant others leave them because that is not the right way to do it. If you do anything, dieting, exercise, whatever, don't do it for somebody else. Do it for you because you're the person who's most important and you're the person who you need to invest that time and money and effort into yourself. And I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah. And if your significant other is not happy with you without you being surgically altered, that's a consideration that you need to make into whether you want to stay in that relationship or not. I'm just going to throw my 2 cents out there seriously, because if they love you, they need to love you. And they certainly aren't perfect. But yeah. The reason that I'm thinking about my face, and I won't do it because I have myasthenia. And so surgery involves all kinds of, like, I could die. And so that's not worth it, except that everybody keeps saying, oh, your grandson is so cute, your granddaughter, whatever. And I'm like, no, this is my son and daughter. Stop saying grandchildren. That's what really bothers me. And, you know, but other than that, I don't care. Some days I look younger, some days I look my age, and it is what it is. And I just want people to know that it's okay. You know, it's okay. And if you want to use makeup, you know, I finally have learned how to use makeup to make my face look like I'd like it to look on the days that I care. And, but it's funny because I've worked so hard to learn. It's taken me a couple of years to learn how to do it with older skin because it's not the same putting eyeliner when there's wrinkles there. But my son, when I've learned how to do it so well that he's like, I want my mommy. You don't look like my mom. Stop wearing makeup. So when I'm at home, I don't, you know, when I'm just going to be around the house, I don't wear it at all because he finds it really creepy, which tells me that I'm doing it right, honestly. But you know, I did a thing, you know, I was on TikTok for a very short amount of time and I did a thing on there that was saying, you know, we are, it's crazy that we hand a box of art, like an art kit to a woman and say, make yourself look better, you know, paint your face and make yourself look better. We don't do that to men,
right?
Men shower, run their fingers through their hair and they're done. And I don't know. I mean, I really wish that I could get it. I did get away with that for a while when I really didn't feel well, but I really did not look my best. And I think there's a line, I guess, in whatever you feel comfortable, right? And if you want to run your fingers through your hair and put on some yoga pants and you feel fabulous, that is awesome. And there are days when that makes me feel fabulous and there are days when it does not. And I feel like dressing up, you know? Yeah. And I think that's the point of this whole discussion, right? So we can do what we want.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, yeah. And I think you do too, especially when you have like chronic illness and disease or sickness or whatever. Like it's okay to have a crap day. Like I woke up this morning, my allergies were flared up. Like I have not been feeling good the past 4 days. I'm not even wearing any makeup on your video right now. And I mean, I can totally tell because my face looks so pale, but it's like, okay, it's okay to have a bad day. And conversely, it's okay to have a bad day and just put on makeup to make yourself feel better, or it's okay to have a bad day and get dressed up to make yourself feel better. My grandmother had an autoimmune disease called polymyositis, and it affected her muscles and her joints. And she said, dressing up makes me feel better. And she used to get dressed up for almost every time she went out because it would just make her feel better. And I didn't get it at the time because I was a kid, but as an adult with chronic illness, I totally understand that now. And so, yeah, like you have to give yourself the grace to be like, okay, today I'm going to wear yoga pants and put my hair up in a bun and not wear makeup because I feel like crap. And tomorrow may be a better day. Tomorrow might not, but you have to give yourself that grace if you're going to get through it without adding extra anxiety to your daily life. And that's one of the things I had a huge realization with the past couple of years. It's like, okay, today is not a great day. Like, but what can I do? Right. Like I hear you say this a lot on your podcast. What can I do today? Maybe I can sweep the kitchen floor. Maybe I can make myself a protein drink, but like you have to look at what you can do and kind of motivate yourself to do those little things that way. That way, for me anyway, it makes me feel a little bit productive. Like I haven't done what's on my checklist, but I did something today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to point out that you look gorgeous without any makeup at all. Like you look like, and your hair, oh my gosh, it's just beautiful. And see, I feel like I cannot wear my hair just straight like that. But you look so pretty. And so I just
thank you, Jen.
Just point that out. It's, you know, and another thing too, for people our age and older is that, you know, when I grew up, everything had to match, right? Your purse and shoes had to match, you know, we also had to wear nylon, which are out the door, you know, but I love it.
Thank God. We don't have to wear nylons anymore. I hated that as a kid because I was a tomboy and I still dislike it. I do like wearing leggings in the winter to keep my legs warm, but I don't like wearing leggings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. And I miss my boots. Cause you know, now I'm in Florida and the leggings and boots I can't wear. And that's really sad, but it's way too hot. And on the 2 days that we could wear them, I couldn't find my boots. I was so sad, but yeah, you know, I think that is the ultimate though, right? The leggings with the long tunic shirt, like, oh, when I lived in Nashville, that's what I wore half the year. Cause I just, it's comfortable, but yeah. But I just love that, you know, and the thing too about being older is we stop giving two craps about what everybody else thinks, or we can stop, you know, some people don't, but you know, and then you can wear, you know, what you want and do what you want. And I just feel so much more confident in my skin, which is funny because I didn't feel confident in my skin when I was even up to a couple years ago at all. And the older I get, and I'm a little bit bigger than I used to be. And I still feel better about myself than I did when I was younger and skinnier. So,
but you're not big at all. Like I look at you and I don't think to myself, oh, Jen's fat. Like I never have thought that. Like I always look at you and think you look great. Like you look amazing. Like, especially for our age. Like I remember you talking about, I think we talked about this over the phone, is that like, over 50, like we are the cream of the crop. Like but we take care of ourselves, right? We eat healthy, we exercise, we do all the things we need to do, even though we have all these issues going on. But what a lot of women, I think, don't realize is that it is your choice on what you decide to do. Like if you decide to wear makeup, if you decide to get a tummy tuck, if you decide not to get a tummy tuck, it's your choice. Like, don't let someone else, like, yes, get information, you can get advice from somebody, but that doesn't mean you have to take their advice. If you feel like instinctually in your gut, it's not right for you, don't do it. It is your choice to do whatever you want to do. And don't let society dictate to you what society thinks you should do. Because like I have a saying, I'd rather make my own mistake than make somebody else's, which means like, I'd rather take the chance and do what I want to do and make a mistake than someone saying, oh, you should do XYZ. And then I do XYZ and make the mistake, because then I'm making someone else's mistake and I'm not making my mistake. And then that really gets under my skin, because I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have listened to that person. Like, I knew better. Like, I had that gut instinct feeling. And always go with your gut, like always go with your instinct, your intuition, no matter what it's telling you and no matter what situation you're in, always go with your intuition, because it's always going to lead you in the right way.
Absolutely. And you know, do you ever find where you can go out one night and have 10 people tell you, you look beautiful, you look whatever, I love that outfit. But if one person says, oh, you know, I might not have worn that or whatever, that's the one thing that sticks with us. Or if one person says something about your body or whatever, for the rest of your life, you might just cling on to that. We need to stop that. Just that, let that one guy's voice go. You know, there's always that one guy, like any group you're in,
or
any
girl,
whatever,
or girl.
Yeah. But that one person, right? Who's always like, makes you feel bad. Just that person doesn't matter to you anymore. You got to let them go.
But that's the thing. Yes. I've been doing a lot of Buddhist, like listening to a lot of Buddhism podcasts, and I've been learning a lot about Buddhism. And one of the things they talk about is emotional separation. Like, don't like emotionally separate yourself from those people who make you quote unquote feel bad, because they're making you feel bad because you are letting that bad energy, their negative energy into basically your space. And so you can say, oh, that person said I didn't look nice. Oh, well, and not let it bother you, right? But again, that's a choice. That's a choice to not let it bother you, because, and it sounds weird, right? Because if somebody says something negative to you, of course it's going to bother you, but you can actually separate yourself from it and say, you know what? I'm going to choose not to let that bother me. I'm going to choose to focus on, like, I know I look good, and that's all that counts. Like, I want to look good. This is the dress I wanted to wear. This is the outfit I wanted to wear. This is how I wanted to wear my makeup. And this is what makes me feel good. And I'm going to go with this, not what that person said, because you can't control what's going on around you. You can only control yourself.
Absolutely. And family too, you know, even if family says things, I know my family, my kids will make comments about certain things because they have an idea of what style or fashion or whatever should be right now. And so they're like, mom, you know, that particular tone, mom, you know, and I'm like, but I'm going to do it because this is what I want to do. And when you're 50, you probably will change your mind about that, because I have realized that fashion is a racket, and it is a racket to get us to buy a whole new wardrobe every single year, which is honestly what I used to do when I lived in LA, because it was like, oh my gosh, if there's 5 buttons instead of 4 buttons on your shirt, it's so out of style. And I remember moving to Tennessee right in 2000. And I remember thinking, these people have no idea how out of style they are. But really, that was the rest of the world thinks that is normal. It's not that LA attitude of, you know, whatever. I can't even tell you how many like fashion rules there were and all this stuff. But at the same time, a standard birthday present was a nose job for a 16-year-old or a boob job. So, you know, that goes to show you, but which is why I got out of there. And if you live there and you're all into that, that's okay too, right? I just don't think we should feel like we have to conform to all of that.
Yes.
It goes back to the should thing, right? We should not have to conform to that at all. And if you want to, though, I mean, if you want to walk the red carpet and you're an actress, you kind of have to conform. I mean, that's just how it is, because that's what our society tells you. But, you know, everybody else, I just love that I can be myself and I don't have to do that. And I never did, but I thought I did.
Yeah. And I mean, but I mean, that's even a choice. Like if you want to choose to live that lifestyle, right? Like I don't want to live that lifestyle. And I went to LA for the first time like 3 months ago. And it's like, yeah, it's very glitzy. It's very glamoury. It's very like, this is like, and you see the women all wearing the same types of shoes and all wearing the same whatever. It's like, yes, if you want to look like everybody else and be in style and be, that's fine. But it's like, yeah, like, it's just, I don't know. I just don't buy into that. And then again, even if you're an actress or an actor, you know, you're going to have to look a certain way. And then if you want to get into that lifestyle, that's your choice again. But, you know, but if you don't like that, or if you feel like whatever it is that someone's telling you should do is stressing you out, then that's a key indicator that's something that you don't need to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Don't do something that makes you feel uncomfortable. We don't have to do things that make us feel uncomfortable anymore. I mean, we should have never done it, but I feel like we were told for a long time, you know, the whole should thing. And you don't. So it's okay. You just be you. I think that is like, that's it right there. Be yourself.
Just be
and
you.
Be good with that.
Be unapologetically you.
There we go. We should end on that. All right. Thank you, Eliquity, so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. This has been awesome.
Well, thanks for having me on, Jen. I really love being on your podcast and I really love your show. It's really great. It's always a good pick-me-up when I'm listening to your show.
Oh, thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
I absolutely love her energy. She just makes me so happy when I talk to her, and she's a great friend, but also has such great ideas about being ourselves and being unique and being strong in that. And that's something that I really, 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 truly want to convey to you, is that you can be you. No matter what anybody says, you do what you want to do, right? I mean, as long as it's safe and healthy and whatever, go for it. And I'm so glad that I have a friend like Eliquity. And if you know somebody who's doesn't have a lot of friends, or isn't maybe able to drive and can't get to them, they're feeling a little bit lonely, consider signing them up for Jen's Friends. It is my daily email. It's got a video in it that's about 3 to 4 minutes every day that just lets them know they're loved and encourages them and lets them have someone every single day be their inbox bestie. And they know that I'll just be there to lift them up, because everybody needs that. And unfortunately, not everybody has it. So I hope that you can share this episode with a friend, because I know that you've got some amazing friends, because you're an amazing woman. And I so appreciate you taking your time to listen to the show. And you're definitely going to want to turn into the next one, because tune into the next one. I don't know how you would turn into it, but it's going to be really amazing. And I cannot wait to see you there. Stay tuned and stay fabulous.